expansion in terms of projects, the housing. And when you get into that, you are confronted with a situation where there has never been any plan for that housing development within that area. The ICTs of the municipalities, they're not even allowed for housing infrastructure in the area. So, there is no services of land in the most budget that is there. And you are confronted with having conditional grants for top structure. And what has been happening over the years is that the projects is getting allocated to the municipality, not taking into account that. So now, in terms of what we are doing, is that we only approve projects having allocated municipalities and looking at the feasibility for such a project. So, and another thing that I was telling was that after the approval of the project, money will be transferred in what has been called trust account. So what is happening now is that we have a very close monitoring in terms of those trust accounts and moving in terms of the movement of the project. So we try to finish up those amounts there. So now what we are doing is that for those projects that had already been given money in the trust account to unblock them and they are now moving and we are sending in terms of the money. So our presentation will show the money in terms of the movement in terms of the trust account. But what we are doing in terms of the planning, we are developing sector plans to get into the ICT, but assisting municipalities where they already identified how we show the specificity of that solution, how they can assist. So initially, we are doing that we have to prioritize for ICT for purposes in the program. Most of our municipalities. So very difficult to construct whether you have the money or not. So now we're including more on that with capacity being developed in the department. The provincial treasurer has given us money to appoint a necessary capacity in the department. They know that it's done in the department. So now in terms of the plan for 2008 to 2009, there are some that, for priorities that is set ourselves, will flow from the center of the municipality, besides the kind of arrangement in terms of turnaround steps that they will be talking to up to the end of the financial year. So, I'll talk to the next bullet. Also, the third bullet on land issues. That's where another challenge lies with us. Most of the land in the eastern part of the province are unplaced. The towns themselves and the municipalities themselves are unplaced. So when the city develops, now in housing, we are confronted with that. So we are very closely working with the municipalities of land affairs in the province, concerns the needs and progress in terms of the processes and identification of land. We even have agreed with municipalities in what we call UNLEX. We've agreed with municipalities that municipalities would put some kind of moratorium in issuing land for every specific development of more. Not all of them are going for that than housing development or comprehensive development. So we've agreed to that so that we identify prime land within the municipality. That in itself for us is bringing closer to the existing services or those who are the items of the private services. But it's unlike when is the housing services being just pushed away from town without the infrastructure. So for us, we are confronted with a range of issues and issues that make us not to immediately implement, but the need is there and the applications are there. As we are comparing those kind of practical related. And the other thing is that those capacity of medical contractors. We have used entered into a memorandum of understanding with EPTC and Department of Public Works. We have a contractor development program that moves into the graduation of them working with our established consultants, because you remember last time we said we were engaged in the use of established consultants. Established consultants are not available in this country. But that's about not working as a local again. So, but we're looking at attracting the means and also ensuring that actually they shall succeed within our local contractor. So we ensure that in the contract that we are awarding, that is the attraction to them in terms of numbers and all that. In order to transfer the skills again. So initially it's working on a very difficult program, especially that gradually them into the kind of levels that are required for them to go within the same construction. And essentially instead in terms of general infrastructure as attractive when going to the eastern side. So you can't even attract the big contractors themselves. So we are trying to balance that so that it's going to be is also there. Because of our project that is there, which is Nelson Mandela Metro and the Buffalo City. And there is also problems of infrastructure and challenges, political and standards, capacity problems. So we are coming in the proper project management capacity, monitoring and evaluation, and have unlocked. We are only left with about 14 of the projects that was lost from 2018 in the last report, 2023 in the last report, 2023 in the second quarter. So they are moving and as such they have allowed us when they have 13 percent of the 1 billion, allows us to move up to 10% in terms of the same kind of functional grant, which we see as a progress in terms of our turnaround plan. Secondly, we are engaging NHRC, and you would know that we have been confronting challenges of short workmanship. Some projects that don't meet the standards. But I was just mentioning something that they required the requisite capacity in the NHDRC at times. So the challenge to us, they are not fast enough to be obstacles in what we have to do. Because in most of the projects, they started by being different, how we put taking the different housing process. And as such, not under NHDRC. So now, all of our projects, those that are developing the new ones, all of them have been registered with NHDRC. And we also engage NHDRC in the certification program. So, the requisite capacity is a challenge from NHDRC now. Because for this is something that just one aspect that they are engaged in, given that the certification program, which is one of our priorities, is very slow. But that is something that we are attended to. The material supply process is one aspect in terms of the quality of housing that we see in our province, especially in the inland. So we have now adopted a contract where we are controlling our supply for the material. That in itself for us helps us to ensure that we have all the material that we have within the country. We also are able to raise the standards and the quantity. So that even the use of medical contractors we get to benefit out of that. So we conceptualize that and it is kicking in and level for us to see an improvement in terms of working and also a very profound monitoring and evaluation is underway because we are building the capacity of the department. But though it is not yet a resident, any capacity is performing, let's say you are at the time, we have since acquired services of external service provider for those projects that are currently running on. Environmental impact assessment, one area which not only is okay, but very close, but we are giving it to prioritizing it as the provincial government. I don't know if the thing I talked to the chief strategy.
I think this is a very lucky much too much. Dealing with in terms of fashion. Because we were dealing with the crisis recently, but before that, we were also encountered the conflict with the entities which have been not found in the accounting, come to share the past experience in the accounting. I remember that the focus on this. Issues that are related. So, one part of the bigger question really is the readiness of the department itself to be able to do all these things. Mindful of the fact that you've got to pump more money in the new financial year. But also mindful of the fact that we need to do this in the current financial year. And we were disappointed to die. I just want to check the figure. I think it's 1.2 billion in the current financial year. Whereas currently it was 1 billion. And so you can see that you go through the presentation for that 1 billion. 5.3 was surrendered. They allocated to Gauteng and the Northern Cape. So let's just deal with the issues of the readiness department. Everything of grace, many things that they have tried to do to turn around. And I think the rest of our discussion does focus on the issues of spending are clear. They said, let's maybe not go that route for now. But I think for us, the issue is, would they be able to absorb new money, more money? In that context, would they be ready? Firstly, looking at the entire money, always there's a huge risk of accident. Even the 509 million. Because then, as the third quarter, they are spending 154 million. Again, is that supply field of huge understanding. So, the thing if we could focus on the issues of
given the state of affairs in the does this imply the scholarship that the end of this year, the bulk of the unspent allocation could in any way be accommodated among the I think we need to hear at the level of investment, it means end of the financial year, the bulk of allocation could be committed.
No, some interest in maybe one of the inputs knowledge we are dealing with is headquarters and report. And clearly, whether we want to, one of the last to avoid going to the civil prison, but whether we like it or not, it does impact. Informal legacy is that we have a second meeting to deal with that when there is a program to come up the program of the court. However, you know, the first point to our plan, both the level of department and my department is talking about safety, that don't come to the planning and the funding structure. I think that on the, I might need to say that this thing, but I'm going to go around the 21st of February last year, when the your predecessor, for instance, convened a meeting with the municipality in the academy. And the NEC that meeting said he gave much importance. To ask, what was the matching orders? Let me say that now. I told them before you that if you don't deliver, we take the money away. If you deliver, we give the money. But to us, it did not seem that the approach was correct. Just to give a matching order to people, for instance, who were IDPs and don't speak to have a planning program. That's not fair. Our infrastructure and the way the people they have built. Where should these people build? How should these people build? The whole issue of planning. And they were supposed to do that in those particular areas. And then it was in February. So they were expected that when the money comes in April, they must be able to give you. Then we immediately said to the NEC, we have a problem with this approach. Because we thought that an approach should be an approach that is would be full, what you call it, I mean, would be a whole, what you call it, would look at a whole, a comprehensive approach. That would look at every issue. So that if there are, there's no market infrastructure. Just now, I asked my secretary to come with the report of the MIG report so that we can look at the expenditure of MIG in the Eastern Cape, which deals with the issues of main infrastructure. And if I remember very well, there was a problem around spending of that grant in the Eastern Cape. So that if there are problems in the spending of that grant, then next day we'll come back and sit here again and then talk about the lack of infrastructure. The money is there, but the problem is the issue of all those funds. If there are issues that we don't really deal with, which are not, is not covered here, it is this issue as well, issue of skills as well. Because if the money is there, sometimes there is no expenditure. What could be the reason for not spending? The Division of Revenue makes provision. It is 14 trillion that makes provision. But it depends that there is no capacity. Then the receiving department or official must make it so that there is capacity and create capacity. So it makes provision. There is no excuse for not having capacity. But I think that maybe the issue is much, much more serious. So I agree with NEC when she says maybe we need to make time and look at the issues and not just the critical, but say how do we ensure that we assist. I don't know, Mr. President, the thing is that in the future meeting, I don't like what we need to do. we need to invite the PDSA, just the other man, they were 200 people, so that all of us can say how we ensure that we build capacity to prevent. Luckily, NEC is also NEC for local governments. Again, we come to the issues of the land issues. The land issues, I know that now, I'm sure the NEC knows better than me, that the government now has kind of sent out a moratorium on the sale of the government land, so that this issue of what is called the home housing can be privatized. And I think that where the land belongs to government, we should, as a government, we are one government, we are not a federal state, we are a federal government, we are a unitary state. So, I'm not sure, in other words, we should be able to communicate with one another. So that as where issues of land should not necessarily be problematic issues. We must be able to deal with these issues because dealing with one government, all of us, and our constitution also enjoins the province to have some kind of oversight over municipalities, and also ensure that there is working together between different spheres of government, precisely to ensure that these issues of making it difficult for one sphere of government to work are really what we call the competitors. The other issues, issues of contractors, small contractors. I think that the NEC also touched on the issue of shoddy work. So if there are shoddy work, there are shoddy work elsewhere, we know that in Motherwell the problem, but where they. So it means that we can't, for instance, say, because the NEC didn't say that, we can't say people should not be competent people in terms of the ICT certificate. People need to have this ICT certificate. They need to have the NHRC certificate. They need to be competent people so that if you give money with them, you know that you're giving money with you can rely on those people because those are competent people. So I'm very interested. The issue really, I think it's a bigger issue that needs to be dealt with. But there isn't much time. We don't have 12 months to look at this. It means that maybe NEC going forward will tell us that in terms of short plan, what we call it, approach, what plans are there, and then with long term, with a long term also plan. But there needs to be something because the state will not be deprived of building houses. I don't want to I think that I've touched almost on everything that we have in the past to touch to. You know the NHRC, MHERC, I guess that's a different term, I try to pronounce it. So I think that as well, it's not an innocent word for the partner or stakeholder as well. It has got its own problems, business problems. So I want to agree with anything when you say they themselves also need to be good. But let's engage the person and then we'll come with a way forward.
I see there are still issues of Ukraine, the discussion of learning land issues. Are issues of approval on what happens? And I'm afraid check on capacity of contractors, being full of established contractors, and ability of leaders to complete energy efficiency, low energy efficiency projects among the government, material supply, floating of costs, established contractor construction.
Energy efficiency looks at all the education key
items.
Okay. Check with EIA. You know, EIA, I think that's another problem. EIA is a necessary one because the step that needs to be taken. I want to allow other people to work with me. But I think the necessary step that we need to take. But I think that's a necessary. We cannot run into a delay implementation of programs because of delays in our own one, because government. Because I would think that because of the book.
You know what you want to do in respect of the IA? Because we are going to be the same. The next step. Call this department that deals with EIA. No, 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 no. Precisely because we have this point now. When you are there, part of what the assignment you will have to do in the meetings that you must have is a meeting with the department, that is the issues that are raised, so that then you will find a solution to this problem. In other words, the MDC. The department, MEC of the environment and affairs of the state and the energy department must also be brought under one just to discuss this matter. Can we take it to that comment? Please, please do that. I don't know what to talk about this matter, but it must be done. Well, when you come back, you give us a support in respect of those matters. Please tell us your comment.
Right, thank you, Chair. Thank you. Thank you very much from the MEC for sharing with us this message. I think they are very helpful to us. Chairperson, here we are dealing with a matter that is very close to any other technical help. You know, people, when they talk about a housing grant from government, they don't say a grant, they don't say a house or a unit. They just say it's an RCP. And therefore, Jefferson was dealing here with a program of government that we introduced in 1994, which was our promise to the people, how we will develop. Chairperson, we will make a site for the care, which was present an integrated people-centered program that democratizes the state and society. Dear Chairperson, we found here in implementing this very RPP housing program, state at the other end, society at the other end, business at the other end. Thank you, Jeffrey, program. Chairperson, these structures that my colleagues have highlighted on, Construction Development Board, NIDRC, they are all structures that were created to facilitate capacity building and also conformation to good standards of the final product. But therefore, some of these institutions now serve only as a border post that demands virtually a passport to anyone who wants to enter the business sector market. It will demand a visa and say, have you got a CIDP certificate to enter this? And therefore, it says now, the opposite of what was intended, it is now a barrier
to new entrances, and therefore a transformation and indeed the disadvantage are being compromised. But Chairperson, maybe one of the solutions would be to insist on DEP, which is a budget CIDP and ICRC, to insist on them that they got to go up on an outreach program, which they should in any way have conducted immediately after their formation and say, here we are, how can we serve you people? These are the things that we are appointed. Instead of standing there as a police order that demands a passport and visa to people who want to assist government in implementing the program. Chairperson, here we are talking of substandard products or substandard housing. I want now, speaking generally across the province, how many of these provinces problem of shortage work? How many of them did make use of the rectification program in order to bring those products up to the required standard? I know of the problems, especially my problems, many of these issues, but it did not make use of the opportunity to standardize or to upgrade those units that were not successful. Chapter 10 here, we also have among the provinces some departments, all departments called Economic Development and Tourism. Now, if we have provinces like the Eastern Cape where the associated that province is unattractive for development. This institution, why do they exist if there's no publicity given to its processes so that it becomes attractive for developers and investors? For instance, here we may ask them, what does the ECDC keep if it's not so binding and marketing its province so that it becomes attractive to investors and contractors? Chairperson, if this situation exists, what is in danger of not meeting the Millennium Development Goals in as far as housing is concerned? And Chairperson, I'm saying housing is the driver of all the other issues. The other services that are connected to Millennium Development Goals. We talk of water, we talk of electricity, we talk of sanitation. Housing is the main driver of it. If housing is not operating correctly, all the other issues are jeopardized. Thank you.
Madam Commissioner.
Thank you, Chair, for that really taking care on the list. I think I'll just come and sit on the other side and you'll notice me. But I'm glad that I'm actually speaking after the meeting because he said a lot of the things I wanted. You don't know. Well, we'll see about that. Anyway, I want to echo what Mr. Kaluki has said. I'm also concerned about the EIA. And what I think we really need is some body institution just to drive the people who are supposed to be delivering the services. EIA is very important. While we want to say that they have to jack up their service, we're not saying get quicker and just do shoddy service. We still need efficient service, but we must make sure that the correct standards are being applied. But somehow we just want to get a will to act and just get a work ethic going. I just want to refer to the NHDRC. I also find that quite a mouthful. I think we need to investigate this. I've mentioned before some of the problems that I heard about when I was in the Eastern Cape. I've been close to the persons who gave me the information, and I trust the sources. But they were frightened. They didn't want to give me their names. They didn't want to quote any examples. So I can say this thing, that it does seem that in HP or he's acting up as a victim, or perhaps against himself. It is good that they are there to maintain the standards, but it is not good that they're only keen to collect the money and get everybody registering, but they're not actually performing the service. When they have to go out for inspections, when they've got to check on foundations and things like that, it's very hard to get hold of those people. So if the local people and the local contractors, whether they're small or large, are frightened of speaking up for fear of victimization or being sidelined, I recommend for us to investigate. I think that is our role. We must check that these instruments of state and instruments that we put there to help are actually not inhibiting the expenditure. So I think this is something that we need to investigate. Thank you.
Looking at the performance, financial performance of 40.7%, and also noting that on page 11, there is a statement saying that the warehouses should be intensified. If they are not going to be getting them, and are going to be on households that are already existing, how could it be then that that is proceeded with just intensifying rural housing rather than having such a low spend over the years?
All right, let's expand your management, your stakeholders in this area. I hope you will be able to get the because there are specific questions about the energy you have to see. That must be raised with them, especially in a meeting with the housing committee. It would be useful just to have them in the same meeting. But also the National Department of Housing. Just in terms of what is that they are also doing. So I think TBSA must be part of the discussion. I've seen in one of the reports they have some deployed in the department here. So let us also have them in that meeting so that we just see politically with the whole range of issues. So that you also know that the energy in Africa is not just come back in the state that they're coming up. But then my only question then to the MEC is,
thank you.
promise that they are going to attend to that. And it is not going forever. They are going to come and put them for it. To plant or teach
and So she got to take it all of the so good.
Said that to
this thing we would still understand the intention to learn of it. Because this is another matter that is also coming. I'm not saying let's deal with those matters in that meeting. All the other stakeholders will be there. But learn of them must also be part of that discussion. So that we start saying these are some of the constraints in respect of your national land, but let's also give a clear instruction to them what is the body of national land up here, where the municipality and this department must gain access to. So that's part of the border package, you know, it's growing and growing. But please don't forget that. It's very important. I just over this truck and then. Alright. Thank you very much, Mr. I think we've got to find a way of trying to resolve this problem, especially in England. We are hoping that the organogram is taking shape slowly but surely. But we will tend to monitor a lot of these issues. We're also happy that the partnerships are also growing as far as coming on board, etc., etc. And we will be monitoring. I think this time we will definitely monitor much more closely. We really created a gap in the last financial year. Not well. Now we are.
Thank you, the Honourable Bishop Dasilva. I'd like to call it the comment panel. My colleague, Chairperson for Housing, the colleague from the Flat Committee and the officials. I'm sure that the challenges that we'll be talking to at the long run will not be very similar to the incentive. However, I'm sure that we find some commonalities that around the region. I suspect that the agents who are not overseas would also tackle it with the delegacy. But the delay in unrolling the budget, which now, because in the past, the project could be unrolled in principle, then it continues with the services. Then they come with the involvement, the trade involvement, as well as the home ownership involvement. Now that this has been combined, the influence of the government with the career involvement, you come back to them unless the project is involved. So unless something is done, you might call us, probably call the EN to be informed or told that you are not spent on the country that you are located. Not because of war force, but because of the enrollment. I think the air capacity really needs to be looked at. We have a lot of projects. I'm sure that we will be organizing the meeting with them to speak for putting projects in your home. We are putting one project in your home. That's where it's supposed to be involved. Nothing like that happens. So there is that contribution in the country. So, let's now just hand over to the people who talk to the program and also our strategic strategy, which I think actually is the focus of our project for the sector.
Let's also allow the agents to, we should not worry about the challenges now. Let me talk to this challenge that Mark is discussing about. We've already made it one.
Yeah. when it tells us, the future is the future. We don't decide that where you quickly will be from the southern part of the country. We thought it was called the central member of the city. Bear in mind that one of those projects which we have implemented based on our own approach, on funding the study, this development, the study, we then appoint the service provider to take the management. And this is the case of course that they did appoint the business developers. They intended to both intended developers as well as a tight team of professionals, meaning the software and project. They dismissed that routine and accepted the contract. But with the contract, with the method study, they were the high court, not accepted the contract. So, pending the investigation, we have filed a copy of the contract. A single review of the contract. Now, there were various interventions from the province, even at the level of the treatment. But the difficulty is an obvious one, that we do not have a complex relationship with dentists and police and scholars. So we can advise them to the coming crisis in the sense of either finding the contract here and then appointing somebody to proceed or deliberately managing this contract so that we can get it into the process. So that's the difficulty. But the reason that we are weak, we can see took the decision to cancel the development agreement we had with the government. And the effective way of the system has been done. We are now at a point where, at the technical level, we are doing a financial aid of the order to determine what is the status of the project and what needs to be done in order to fix it. The immediate challenge we would have is that there is a some of the money which is due to the particular contract that ends the litigation, which is paid over to the municipality based on claims of compensation to the department. But those funds are not in the municipality. The idea is not important. It is not in place in what to. In other words, not in the municipality. So the municipality is in place, the contract is not in place, and the economy is somewhat certain cheaper. There is an immediate difficulty we have that we would not be in a position to get the contract back on track, even if we do have this direct contractual relationship with the contractor, which is then for the contract to manage. But those are the kind of issues we deal with at the technical level since we have to see the project to work on the function. So that's basically how we want to talk about the project. It's impacted on our expenditure here as well. Look at our yearly statistics. We're planning to go 18,000 units for the 5G. There's approximately 13,000 or 14,000 only line for the project. So that's a huge impact on the community. Expenditure, well, basically an expenditure, one of the reasons why we've not been met with the percentage threshold, but that was essentially the addition of 1.5 million, which is the same for this project. In order for the 1.5 million, I think it would be the second challenge, maybe the National Home Project Registration Council. Maybe the UN for the Registration of Projects, the agency mentioned one specific example, maybe the consult, but some is rather here. But the report I have from the municipality, which is doing the registration, and then rolling on the project itself, 14 months down the line, there is yet not finished. The problems are basically, it appears very interesting that if you are the administrative, which is, you find it of the government to be asking the provincial office, it doesn't get the security against office on the road. In the Kutsong project, for example, the government is not at 4 pages. So that is not really what it's saying. But it's those kind of issues. Clearly, I think the example that you made by the security case in your way, you call it the issue of the kingdom. But we create a problem that in many instances, that is not accepted by the most responsibility, do not have the time to come to solve the difficulty. We are keeping sharing real services such as the radio channel network or whatever, to work, etc. So your conditions are right. They want you to do. But if you're getting equality, well, getting the sense of getting the same, that you can show that it's an exceptional thing, you get them to make it come. If you make it on that interest, there's something you want to say. Increase from 7 plus 6 to 15,992 or 24,000 to use the most community. So that's a bit of a challenge. You will have a condition on because most of the second issue, which I think is prevalent in both of us, is the need of doctor clothing. We have just one example, 1,000 units in Namibia, which is basically a state for 10 units and construction from start. The time you see people is that all doctor clothing. About 2 years now, we've had to do a change of doctor clothing. I can actually, if you have good some, the relocation is very important because of the condition. Housing for such a one is very important for me. Their patient is very, very important for the people of the world. So we cannot pursue. What we find in the industry, one of the reasons we cannot have to do that is because of the power chain. Okay, we do, especially what are the green policies that are choosing. Fortunately, the only source of portfolio for the government, for me, is not, we don't make the decision to start intervention, but we do mention the nature of people. We play an intervention in certain instances, which is taking the development of the country. One example is where you start to work in the country, so I'm not trying to make the education of paper, what to get in the development of the city, and they are, but we also are to find some support. But we manage to contact them to use that money so far. So that's the one, yeah. Green intervention that takes our food. Secondly, we come to the way to our money for the first and two hundred. We have vision agreement with the region that comes within the financial. Although we're not going to get the next year of the but that is not sufficient. So already we have a very for 20 years which is a view that comes. Not so because we're going to be more important. If also according to some of the companies, it's not the instead approach is the upsell. Upsell we see what is called the get market, get housing, which is there sort of utilizing one market. Utilizing that power is also seeing the work of the stuff. So they're willing to find the stuff. Important thing is that they have a little bit of a fund. It's the grant fund which is 60% of the business planning in terms of feasibility study. With most municipalities, they're not going to take up the loans. So then it's a very difficult thing to explain. So we're utilizing that in our form. It's the second, the municipality mind is easy to say that we get a feasibility study from the organization to indicate what are the financial possibilities of the municipality. So that's the difference in terms of the finally, and there are problems really with the relocation of 2/3 of the because of relevant conditions. I have applied for nothing going to that, but in short form basis it comes to the last portion of that relates to housing, because you have to relocate something like 21,000 we have a 5,500 something. Normal conditions around the year 2005. So this is a problem that they create with the system. But if you look at the corridor, it's only short term. It's something you can't talk about. Tomorrow I'm going to do the same. So you don't have the luxury of 2 years. Our own budget will only allow us to be in the cost of what we do in 2 years. Our sources.
We've also run that the 10 and I think we must have some
Around that much as well. Has that in any other country
issue of how, I mean, it's a very contentious one, with regard to how our people who are really waiting for the service out there. There is a problem with Senate up here,
I'm saying that one of the reasons is how we
not for the simple that related EMF. So I've taken that also to go to issue with one. So quickly that the funds that are needed for funding is speaking with what issues you are saying that we have to reprioritize. And they get used for the provision of the public infrastructure rather than other projects that you are not might have been earmarked by the municipality. So we are working on that. We know that we only have a few municipalities that we can take a hybrid municipality. The bulk of the municipalities are very small, very poor, and the low income generation from the municipalities themselves. Sometimes it happens that when they are prepared, they are going to the use of the state funding. So trying to correct that the implication of the house of human aging. I'm sure that the agency attacked on this because they only have in that house project. That is in the color that is in quality. Which I think because we look at the neighbor with the situation and together for some time, we'll be able to put that out. Only the low flag because the energy optimum satisfied that the flag that might have been there operated by the conductor. So this is not time to hand over the project to our neighbor. That is that cannot be useful to the people. The microphone I don't know it. And I'm sure that the honorable member would have been asking whether there are other projects with the personal people. I think the focus of my personal has been on this project, this other project for some time now. So this was a large project, that was given the idea that it would be contracted. Two pieces have been sending. Nothing has been happening. Bear in mind that before I came to the department, the management of the court have made something that is important to see that the housing will be taken over by the Department of Local Government Housing for 2007 and 2008. Therefore, there are projects that you will have for 2006 to 2007. Which my proposal is now trying to access the goal of those projects, which is not the case for the department. But all those others that from 2007, 2008, were already allocated to the conductors, they are now trying to do the understanding that work of the volume of the project and the beginning to provide with the project. Also, we have made the submission to the department, both departments. The department of the local government, to try to look at the situation of Kutu in Kutu. In either, we are also trying to come with the notion of declaring the disaster area or to take a presidential project, which can then lead to the forecast approach by all the departments are taking the funds for the relocation of the people within other areas. The 105 million but it's a quite a very cannot do much. But because if the amount of that has been given before at the end of the financial year, that's another problem. Unless the bulk infrastructure is addressed, which does only then that we can need. I'm sure the debate is also between the two departments, the housing and the security, on the use of need, because need is supposed to come ahead of housing. So that the bulk infrastructure is ready so that when the housing comes, there are no delays. So for this, I can find those delays, but that's something that we hope the government will decide to work on it. The up to the window level, then they are in. So that was the relationship of the matter of capacity. Which I'm sure that when my colleague was speaking about the avoiding the establishing the contact on safety basis on this subject, there also begin to concern between the important contact that what we have developed in the Kenyan office. So that we, for those that might have committed to the task.
The accreditation issue, I may say the problem is we are done with only one study, but my understanding of the agreement is that the accreditation is the problem. The second issue is to say that we conducted and ordered the report from the performance study. The report indicated the only three of the studies is the most of the studies are not in the the very few and one of the issues about most of the structure is correct. The Northwest figures that we put in the market. Both in terms of the portion of the world is going to be in the room. I don't think it's a good thing. But the basic problem is that the position that we just got here is not the issue of the market. So, the situation is not the issue of the lower of the department to the state chief kind of approach. The fundamental problem is that we only have an agreement with the fellows. We can manage them if they don't perform, we can check with them, but not with the contract in the state of Congress. Because of the fellows. The rectification is broad. No, we have not done any rectification of the fellows. What is the reason for the fellows? The CEO of the
Hallo. coming?
But
the houses, the schools are also, you know, planned, as well as the clinic, etc. Okay, I'll then go to page 17, which will be my last presentation. I should say from page 7 to page 8, we are going to put you on overlap up. Finally, I think that we're showing physical progress, looking at the number of units completed. But on page 76, we are trying to indicate our readiness for the next financial year. Our order select a CEO of this particular item. For instance, the first letter of rating for 7,090 units, which we are going to place in the 8 and 9 financial year. Already today, we have appointed engineers to do installation of services. We are ready to appoint contractors for this year. Our intention is that before the end of February, all contractors will be appointed so that during March, they then plan so that in April, they are ready to commence with the April utility. Even after the initial appointment is not already in March, so that in April, they can start to change in the in the next 5 years. So, we're going to raise around 6 cases. We have identified 2,000 units, which are going to be, you know, attending under that program for 50 million. We are also completing the whole project. Our target for 8 and 9 is 4,200, and already we have identified the target in the digital. The next phase 10, we could just indicate that under the ground, we set up one of the sites are demarcated for this. We've already done the geotech as well as the environmental site, so that once they are in the contractor, they will then be able to commence with the implementation. The other program here, I think this is for you, Tim, except to just indicate that as compared to the current financial year and the current financial year, we think we have done much more groundwork for the 8 and 9 financial year. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. There we are. Okay, going to Africa. No comment. I see no question. Good. Let me see the problem which I think you are using. I'm not asking a question. But that's why I think you can take it to the end.
How did you arrive on the same contraption in a body project that this one, where we are implementing massive programs for families? How did you arrive on this change? How do you intend to magnify the training of this contractor? And who is funding the training? Out of which funding is the center.
So what we have done is we have done the
covenant for all the projects, it was with all the contracts. How much to take the money, the president, conclude for them. In the current financial year, we are intending to complete over 8,000 cash projects. And in the next financial year, we are going to put an amount of 4,000 of course. The indication was, are they those at group level, where you find that just the name of the roof and some minor finishes so that the house can then be modified. So, what would you be brought for that? Are we going to put that? Therefore, that we need to complete. And I did say that there are quite a number of them which were completed this year, which I think is a good sort of a good information. The plan for the 8 and 9 financial year, we do have 20 locations. For instance, if you say 39 upgrading, 39 changes, 3,790 units on facility, we can be able to even indicate the extra municipality, the extra size, we can be able to indicate the, you know, the availability of parks, use of joint environment. So for the next financial year, we have to quantify all the studies planning so that we come 8 and 9 financial year, we are able to then keep the middle project. Whereas before, we had even greater ones, but we say the land is available, the potential. But one thing about the contractors and the contractor group on that, you go and ask the capacity of the bulk and other entities, and then discover that the initial effect, you can let them continue to treat the project. So we have added those in advance in this particular financial year. I'm going to start my own here in the general manager for responsible to say for engaging with my contract to comment on that situation.
Thank you. Let me listen to the question of the how to do it, which they can engaging contractor. Then I will provide a little bit of the background. The issue is there was a program that we initiated jointly with the Department of Public Works. And the program is called the Tata Conte Development Program. We had contractors who were coming from the Department of Public Works and who were coming from our department. And this is when they were jointly playing. It came as a pilot program. So it was an initiation of the program in terms of ensuring that when we do that kind of CIPD, what in terms of the economic affairs, it was not necessarily involved. But in terms of the CIPD, we were involved, and then the fiscal construction was also involved. So in terms of the number of people, how to live with that, as like I indicated, it was more of a kind of, so that you see in terms of whether the program was able to succeed. And also in terms of if we have more problems, we have also having the complaint around the capacity issue. That because at the end of the day, what we're doing was more training, but also allocating a certain number of units that were given so that they also do the practice and the pure capacity. And then the financing was also coming from the department.
How we can modify the kind of initiative.
That is the point I want you to come to say that just from our experience at the province, we have engaged all the social cluster departments, implementing departments in contract, that is your public work, health, education. We are working together with the Department of Economic Affairs. We want to lead that particular process. Every department of the government is involved. We are working to educate the capacity of the field industry from the secondary through the heat, you know, etc. Because our organization is that, for instance, if you can dig river secondary, we should be able to determine in the FTF, in the coming 25 years. If how many this will the public sector need to be able to build schools, clinics, etc. And then to be able to assess the capacity of the industry locally. That's what the industry can be able to produce to the demand. And we want to engage with the media
able to access material. You know, the data with a lot of issues, mutual people. It's not in between the extra contractor and the checker. Which actually, you know, it's a lot of the financial other institutions for the contractor. At the level of the capacity of the leader to deliver a contracting level, we're looking at people finance, we're looking at people skills, etc. I'm not agreeing that that is the area which we acknowledge that the world is doing very well, it is a much more interesting market. And we have led the workshop for this as the third cluster with the guidance of the community at hand. And the third cluster, which eventually given us as a department, they did, as Professor Abdul, the leadership goal, in terms of coordinating the capacity of the field design, so that we are able to look at it from the beginning to the end. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now we must do. We can't ask the risk that it's not the same thing. So would it be in your balance on the 22? In the part of the commercial pressure, we would be dealing with some other issues there. But there are still we must also take up some further discussion here.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I need 2 minutes.
think all of you have to continue
with the question. I just wanted to add a little bit about what my colleague mentioned with regard to NHPRC. In the Northern State, we also faced with the challenge where NHPRC takes too long to enroll projects. So I think it's a problem throughout the provinces. When it comes to need funding, the sooner they align need funding to housing projects, I think the better it will be for us in the housing sector to actually implement integrated sustainable human settlement projects, so we won't be faced with delays. Coming to 08-09 financial year, I can say we are more than ready to implement those projects. Thank you, Chair. I think that the DORA is very explicit in terms of the processes and procedures that need to be adopted when it comes to withholding funds, stopping funds, and the allocation of funds. Reminding that there are a need to is the 500 supplements that should be withheld from the eastern state and then some money from the two states. That process, or actually we were only informed about that process somewhere in the middle of November. Well, after the adjustment is going to be tabled. The processes and procedures are still an issue, but it is still an issue. But what we need is to be actually convinced and very, you know, sometimes very basically that the money that we need to there, so late in the financial year, will be paid during this current financial year. And it's not something that we would expect to have, you know, allocated to the province with we hope that it will roll over in the environment area. Thank you.
August of 2007 as indicated there, 2007 here. And that we try to indicate here was at the end of December or the end of the third quarter we were at about 49%. We now actually spend about 410 million. We are aware of the 247 million that the farmer tax that is facing us, but you are aware that National Trade has already taken 100 million from us. I thought that the village was not going to take already, because they promised that they will give money for performing products. In meantime, we have agreed that we will give, not going to give 500 million and finish informal assessment in North America. So, ETF, sufficient capacity, and not for change of funds, but capacity, then we will need the power plant to do that. We indicate here that I indicate that 100 million has been taken by National Treasury, and that we indicate our projected spending by March is actually 50 million. And the other spending would be about 87 million. Given the fact that there are projects committed, which the police have already alluded to various reasons, that takes the delivery is getting possible, and I'll also allude to that. We've looked at one fundamental problem that is facing us now as the land available in the municipality. You know, in the free stage we have had the luxury for a few years, half years, of having this land and being able to build 45 square meters. That luxury is just leaving us. We will not be able to follow that route anymore. We will be facing a similar problem that is facing other provinces where we will have to put settlements. Because, my colleagues have indicated, the funding is being directed to other basic services that are being directed to informal settlements or human settlements in general. The money that is only available at our disposal is money for human settlements upgrading, where we do planning and strategy. And we end there. We're not able to assist municipalities further with infrastructure. But of course, policy now makes it possible that we follow that base process. And we are saying now we will use that amount of money available, the 87 million in the joint venture level, we've already followed processes with various municipalities which have identified land, well located land, specifically because in the past we have been facing a situation where development was going to the territory, almost going out to the M&A of the municipality. Now our view is that with the land that we will be able to acquire, we will be able to deal with the situation. You know, in the last year, eventually at this period, we became quite elevated, and I know that this house has not been very kind to us in dealing with that situation in this regard. But it was also a cause of opportunity to alleviate the situation that provinces like the Free State are facing in regard to material supply, in regard to all other concomitant processes that go with the building processes. But this time we are hoping to start with the best process of actually acquiring the necessary land for us to be able to deal with that. We have given areas and hectares that we need to acquire in order to find it again. So the similar challenges that we are facing here are not unique to the future. They are almost a repeater of what my colleagues from various provinces have already highlighted. The main one is the situation where land identified is land established in municipalities. Provinces may not have gone through the last phase of the municipality. And you are not able to ensure that the process when you have to build houses that the houses are installed, because so many planning and study that has been in place there. Because we have appointed conveyors as our financial department, we have taken one or the other risk of proceeding with building of houses on plan, established land, established, even if the country register is not there, because we actually committed our conveyors to proceed with the process of assisting municipalities in the country. It doesn't take very common. This is the process that you actually find in a municipal area when you have to start with building. We are also aware of the value capacity of our contractors. This is an area of waste in all provinces. That is seen to be sufficient to perform. We have above the R&D. I think housing disaster is actually broad in all provinces. But the capacity of the contractors is varying, and we continue to proceed into our program and development program to make some intervention and stimulation in this, this area of waste. It was May this year. Look at our expenditure grants, we have provided a picture there, and a picture. We have had unprecedented weather conditions in our province. In the eastern part of the free state, there were some areas where it was so dry that we had problems with water itself for contractors to proceed in dealing with this other. In other areas, there was a lot of rain, which was also not very helpful for our own situation. I think the problems in relation to how we component of municipalities and especially the fishery management. The whole 104 million that we are talking about here is locked in one project with more than 2,000 beneficiaries. Not only one project, but a few projects with more than 200 beneficiaries. The project that was allocated right at the beginning of the year, and those projects were supposed to be moving. We can give additional information here also. Which areas are those where the beneficiaries are lost in this area of work? Obviously, our work happens in our six major towns in the Free State. One of the towns that we are dealing with the application process, and I think you've heard from my colleague from Congress that MINNET would like to review policy in relation to our education. Specifically because we are already experiencing problems, major problems in Mangau as our pilot municipality. In the last year, in our pilot project in Krabi, we were supposed to implement close to 6,000 subsidies, but they were only able to absorb less than 3,000. We have to start placing land now in this new year so that we can be able to expand our work in that area Obviously, we have completed in this year development because of the, in the last year, yeah, in this year, because of the program of bucket eradication. There was a very serious problem in making for accidents, almost, we are competing with this process, and we think that we need to deal with the penalty to accelerate the issues of accidents, so that we can accelerate field competition. We have appointed consultants who are assisting us in the area of only our informal assessment, and also in the area of project management and clinical advisory service, where we have had shortcomings. We have built up our capacity in that area of work. The main issue in relation to our capacity to project what will happen in quality is the poor quality of the housing chapter in the integrated development plan. And I think in this year, we are in the process of identifying where we work with the process from DPRG on IDP. Generally, there's a rational decision that we need to intensify our contribution, our work with municipality in relation to the housing chapter, so that we are able to at least have better indications, better estimates in relation to what is happening in that area also. I've talked about lack of suitable land, we are acquiring this land as I'm indicating now. In the last quarter when we were here, we did indicate that we are owing our district services in the department to make it possible that in the 5 districts of our province, we are able to have resident capacity there from our department. We are in the process of finalizing the district services. It's running, but we are busy filling positions there so that we can at least deal, even resolve some of the problems of beneficiaries at district level, so that we can be able to deal with that situation in a different way.
start application process, and
policy that we met, how we met one to five Allen. He just said that we are already already some progress in relation to some of the main policies that we are trying to build that capacity for them to be able to carry some of the national housing programs. So it was just let alone the relationship. The municipality that we have still has progress in relation to beneficiary management and other measures related to that. So there's no contradiction. Not when we're coming where we are, or where we have been all the time. So we there's no contradiction in that regard. Okay? I just allude to the fact that we participate in the department that is also a custodian of the IDC process. So we participate in the IDC process, so the housing market becomes part of that reward. But the problem is that I don't know whether it's some kind of a competition or not in the private sector. Because in case you have 1,000 subsidies allocated to you and you can't build them, it's not helpful. If in your housing chapter on your IDC, the indication is very clear about the amount of land available, the credit size, and so on. And when you get to that policy, you find that the services are just internal, the arms are not even exist, there is no housing register, how will you not be able to start? So the intention of aggressively dealing with the housing chapter in the IDC is to try and assist us further to deal with this situation. But you will look at your IDC, the housing chapter plan in your IDC, and then allocate a municipality to that with the information that is available. But only to find that the realistic situation that is on the ground is not like that. So our intention is to try and be more intense in dealing with the housing sector plan in our IDC or the housing chapter in our IDC to enable us really to rely more on the IDC for us to really allocate housing to various areas.
I did just confirm one thing before I read the question from the colleague. The plan has a statistic to include the acquisition of land. And is it private land that is of impact or municipality land from a shabby up to that impact? So that's to confirm.
This is private land in that municipal area, land that we have earmarked to acquire waiting in the municipality. But in the private land, usually the municipal land will not be private. So that's why we are fixing them to put presence there. So that's basically that. You see part of what we are saying is rent from land, which is the property component of so we want to part of the land we want to acquire in the particular municipality that is in the hand of all. But this is the area in private hand in particular municipality.
Right. Number two, I related to smart farming
in the next we have a very good plan to deal with the money allocated to us at the moment. Our commitment is not that we also want to go back to the National Department of Housing to say that that other year we took our answers if we have made plans to deal with it. This year, under million, we prepared further to even deal with this other money that I said Western Gate Group but did not use. So we are ready to talk about that. Let's have that talk about money that we have to share.
I want you to speak with you and just go back. See, housing commission is an opportunity for a municipality. And so I think but there's no reason that people should not push in place. I mean, in fact, I can't say anything. private world business becomes an economic opportunity. But then, I'm worried therefore about the kind of crisis that I see here. Because it looks like a gain to municipalities, especially the business right of owner government, then to be able to be charging with this reasonable and lower prices. But I think it's not a gain, it's about developing the same municipality right now. But I don't want you to spend for the sake of spending because you want to spend this money. This money must be spent economically and efficiently. You raise 1 1 2, for the sake of spending. Call his money so that you don't have to understand it and so on. But part of what we need to see here is the value of spending. It's a value for money. And then so, we don't just want to combine. But that thing, the municipality is also on the side of the system. The fact is, money is also to their own advantage. But finally, their own revenue is increased. In housing and in infrastructure are falling. So that's the reason that maybe I'm not sure whether you're going to attack and just going back to something that we need to and try to persuade. Why we do have money to spend, we do have money to spend. But so you don't just want to throw money to every transaction that's available because you want to see to be spending the things that you want to spend, it says matter. But I think as you said, if you think you would not have, I mean, if you think you would have serious problems in terms of dealing with this matter, we get the plan that you concentrate on money, the implementation, for what is coming, and also a shortage of the capacity. We will be talking to yourselves and the National Security Department. But part of the responsibility of the lies is what is it that they are also doing? I think to be able to absorb. You're right, I also have some discussions with the American discussions with your own issue and National Security in respect of Amy is proposing to life. Well, we're proposing this thing, this process. By now we know now who are the kind of performers. In the last 4 or 5 years, we've been looking at this stuff. So, we can't just pretend that this is just a matter of so, this is meaning we plan to propose this yet. Why don't we defend it now when we are passing the decision of government? Your resident is going to create certainty and your planning is properly aligned with the goals of the issue. So that's just a matter of interaction. We will be able to speak to the national government during the discussion of the division of a very good deal on the in the IC. Now these are some of the matters we need to deal
performing so much this year, all of a sudden I'm performing around with how we all got conversations from that is not their money. And this is why the whole commission to really so that we're better able to place them. So that you do not lose the young money. So that you love your love.